Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Tuesday, the 4th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So there were 512 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up from 506 yesterday. The volume is up slightly to 1.28 billion, and that's up slightly from 1.27 billion yesterday. So the average volume works out at just over 2.5 million, roughly the same as yesterday, not a lot of change. The average percentage gain is up today. It's at 0.70%, and that's up from 0.19% yesterday. And of the 512 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 211 with gains, and that's up from 186 yesterday. There's 140 with no gain, and that's up from 136 yesterday. And there's 161 with a loss, and that's down from 184 yesterday. So that's all the stats are heading in the right direction. And let's continue the positive news with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. And they were European Cobalt Limited, ASX code EUC, is the number one best performing ASX resource stock today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And it had a gain of 27.50%. At number two, we have Strategic Energy Resource, ASX code SER. It had a percentage gain of 25%, as did RBR Group Limited. They also had a 25% gain today, and the ASX code for that was RBR. At number four, we have Renascor Resources Limited, ASX code RNU. It had a percentage gain of 23.08% today. And rounding off the top five, at number five is Rivers Gold Limited, ASX code RGL, and it had a percentage gain of 22.22% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks. Some good activity and percentage gains there. Let's move on to the commodities. And there was a mix action with commodities across the board here, but the usual gold is there, silver, graphite, nickel, copper, rare earths, and oil and gas, all performing well today. The best traded stock today, or the highest traded stock, was New Age Exploration Limited, ASX code NAE, and 8.92% of the company was traded today. And as far as the project locations, the best performing locations today were Birimian Greenstone Belt, which is located in West Africa, Kalgoorlie, and Fraser Range, which are both located in Western Australia, all performing well today. Now, this is the next statistic is the one I'm impressed with or happier about today, and that's the percentage of staff admin versus project spend for the top 20 over the last 12 months. So in other words, the best performing top 20 ASX resource stocks today, this looks at their spend over the last 12 months and compares the percentage of staff admin versus project spend. And that today, that's sitting at 48%, and that's down significantly from 59% yesterday. So effectively what that means is of the money available in the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 48% of the money available is being spent on staff admin, leaving a higher percentage, 52%, spent on projects. So that's a great statistic improvement today. Let's move on to the ERP statistics. And there are 145 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. And that's up slightly from 142 yesterday. The average percentage gain is down slightly. It's at 1.01% today. And that's down from 1.24% yesterday. Now, just on the average percentage gain for the ERP statistics, in general, the average percentage is lower than the general average percentage for the day. But the last at least 2 days, the average percentage for the ERP stocks has been considerably higher than the normal average. So something to keep an eye on there, and that is impressing me that there's a lot more movement with the stocks using ERP at this point in time. Let's move on to the ERP volume. It's sitting at just over 483 million today, and that's up from 460 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 7 of them are using an ERP software solution, and that's down from 8 yesterday. So that concludes the statistics for the ASX resource sector for today, but we'll now move on to the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was European Cobalt Limited, excuse me, ASX code EUC. That was the best performing ASX resource stock for today, as mentioned earlier. Let's look at their projects to start with. They have a number of projects that they've recently acquired and also in early exploration. And they've got projects throughout Europe and Australia. And as far as their project spend over the last 12 months, they've spent just over $600,000 on projects and in excess of $1.3 million on staff admin. So that equates to 69% of money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin, leaving just over 30% spent on projects in the last 12 months. But with some recent acquisitions, there could be good explanations from that. So just go back to the board and ask any questions that you're unsure of. Now, as far as money in the bank, it's looking quite healthy of in excess of $9 million, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. As of close of trade today, their market cap is sitting at just under $39 million. They have just over 761 million shares on offer. As far as their share price performance this year, it started at 1.8 cents beginning of 2020, and as of close of trade today, it's sitting at 5.1 cents. So a great gain there for holders, and congratulations to all holders of that stock. Let's move on to the shareholdings. The directors own in excess of 18% of the company, and as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, and this includes the directors as well, they own in excess of 45% of the company. So that concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was European Cobalt Limited, ASX code EUC. We hope you've gained some valuable knowledge and insights into the ASX resource sector with today's podcast and performances. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening and good night.